The Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, and joining me now live in the studio for another edition of On the Block is Sarah Carlson from the Crow's Nest in Red Hook. She's on Market Street and is our neighbor. Good morning.
Good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me.
It's so great to have you here.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
I love when I get to meet people who are on the block, and you really are on the block. You could have walked here if the weather was beautiful and the sun was out and stuff. You may have chosen to do so, which is great. So we're really talking to someone who's on the block. And how long have you been on our block, Sarah?
About 5 years. It'll be 5 years in May. So I've been there for, you know, a good long while at this point.
Mm. And tell the folks what it is that you do. I know that you curate some amazing jewelry, clothing, housewares. Tell the folks how you got started.
Yeah.
What got you into collecting and curating and presenting goods for people?
So I think that I have wanted to have a store since I was about 6 years old when my neighbor's Sandra Barrett's mother opened a flower shop in Brooklyn, New York. And I went in They were busy and it was beautiful. And I just thought, wow, this is fantastic.
Did you see yourself behind the counter
telling
people about the aspects of beautiful flowers and then dreamed up what you do?
I think that it's been an evolution because that was, you know, a long time ago, 50 years ago or so. So I think it was just always in the back of my mind that I wanted to have a store and be a part of the community. And
well, how did you make this dream happen? Because, well, we all dream of big things when we're six.
Well, it took a long time. It took a long time. I did a lot of things in between then and now. And it was the middle of COVID. And I, you know, there was so much reflection going on. And I thought, when am I going to do this? If not now, then when? And the space that I'm in now became available. And I talked to my husband about it. And he was super supportive. And I said, you know,
what do you think?
Let's go for it.
Wow.
And so it just, I think I thought about it in November, signed the lease in March, and opened in May. So it was pretty quick.
So I can just suggest, based on what you just told me, that you should follow your dream. It happened for you.
100%. And really, I think you shouldn't wait as long as I did because it's, you know, it was about having enough courage to do it. And it's, you know, just do what you want to do. Believe in yourself and do it is what I've learned from that.
Now, where have you lived besides Red Hook?
So I grew up in Park Slope, Brooklyn, back when Brooklyn was a little bit different than it is today. And
there was always good food there.
Yeah, there's great food and great. It was a wonderful place to grow up. I loved my youth. I still am really good friends with most of the kids that I grew up with. A lot of them are still there. After that, I went to college down in D.C., which is also a great place to live, a beautiful, accessible city.
So where did you run into Holly Hunt?
So I moved down to Miami when I was in my 20s. And I got a job working for Holly Hunt. She was just opening her new showroom down there. And I worked with a woman named Niecy Berryman, who was super influential in my career. I've had so many wonderful women show me the path of business and camaraderie and support and design. And it's so she built the showroom down there, and it was revolutionary for the design district down there. And Allison Spear, who's an architect, I think lives up here now, did it. And it was just like, you know, the bee's knees in Miami. It was the place to be, and met wonderful people, learned a lot about design. And Holly Hunt changed the design industry as well with her her vision.
Do you design anything yourself?
I don't, Rick. I've really tried to be a maker. I've tried pottery. I've tried, you know, all kinds of crafting. And I can do, like, interior design work. Both my parents were interior designers, so I've got a lot of that in my blood. But I am just not a maker.
Well, there's different strokes for different
folks. I'm a consumer. Yeah.
Well, it's wonderful to have you here. Sarah Carlson from the Crow's Nest in Red Hook. I'm Rick. This is 98.1 KZE on the block. And one of the artists that appears to play in the background during times at your place is Emmylou Harris. And I'm going to play one for you, and it's an upbeat one called One Big Love, and nothing but love here on the block, 98.1 KZE. On the block, 98.1 KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us live in the studio for On the Block is our friend Sarah Carlson, who is from right down the block, really, on Market Street. The Crow's Nest, you have jewelry in the store, so you curate the jewelry you sell. Where do you find this stuff?
I do have a lot of jewelry. It's one of my one of the best reasons people come into the store, and I find it all over. I have a friend who
It's unusual, unique pieces that are very beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it's
so
part of the
I know it's a silly question, but I said, "Where did you find it?" And I really mean it.
Yeah. So I go to shows. I mean, I go to the, you know, what used to be called the gift show. Now it's called New York Now. There's also a show called Shop Objet, which is, they're both twice a year in the city. So I go on the hunt for that. And now there are amazing wholesale platforms that you can just search and search and search. And I kind of just look for things that I would wear and that I like. It also happens that people just walk into the store sometimes and say, this is what I'm doing. And if I think it's the right fit for the store, I'm, you know, really happy to take on more and more local people.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So do you, seek out local folks or do they seek you out?
Most of the time they seek me out because I'm, you know, kind of stuck at the store 5 days a week. And, you know, just from my, you know, long career in the design industry, a lot of the people I worked with have, you know, gone off into doing their own thing now and have their own businesses, whether it's jewelry or rugs or whatever.
Well, tell me about the clothing aspect as well.
I started bringing clothing into the store a couple years ago, and it was really, again, just I try and work off of my gut, and this is what I liked, and I thought it would be a great addition to the store, and it's not a huge amount. It's mostly one size kind of fits all things, but it's great basics for people, and I think
vibrant colors and beautiful scarves.
So beautiful scarves, yeah, absolutely. Lots of handmade scarves, hand-woven scarves, and the clothing, I wouldn't say is, some of it is colorful, like I've got these crazy embroidered jackets from India, but most of it is neutral because I want to, you know, I want to reach,
well, then,
you know, as
I've
many
seen
people as
on
possible.
The website, some of the scarves are very colorful and beautiful.
Yeah.
And the
scarves
website,
you can be a little more daring with. Yeah.
I guess, to add some splash to like an all black outfit or an all white outfit. And Sarah Carlson is with us. She's from the Crow's Nest in Red Hook. The Crow's Nest, HudsonValley.com is where you can see what we're talking about. And, well, can you order things online for the Crow's Nest?
Absolutely, yeah. I have a website. I don't have everything from the store online, but I do try and maintain it. And a shout out to Sarah Jane over at Shop Girl helps me with all of that.
Cool.
I think she does a great job.
Oh, that's awesome. She was here a little while back.
I know. Yeah. She's on the block.
We're all on the block. This is On the Block at 98.1 KZE. We're going to take a little break, and Sarah and I will be right back with more after this. 98.1 KZE, the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick. Joining me is Sarah Carlson from the Crow's Nest in Red Hook. On the Block explores our neighbors and what they're up to. Sarah, besides curating jewelry, clothing, and, well, household gifts and good things to have around the house, like a cast iron elephant, which I'm coming by to get one of those because I realize I need one bad.
Yeah.
Besides the cast iron elephant and dog that you have, which I could find things to do with them, like to use them for. And you have one sitting on a book, which is kind of cool on the website. So what are they actually?
Those are just little animal friends for you to keep by your side. Exactly.
I need one.
Yeah. Everybody does.
Yeah. So I've chosen the elephant, and he's up here
on
our
Rick.
Website somewhere.
Yeah.
But we got him. And, well, there's a lot of cool stuff that you have in the store, and you work there. How many days a week when you open?
So we're open Wednesday through Sunday, so I'm there 5 days a week, 11 to 5, all of those days except Sunday, which is a little bit shorter, 11:30 to 4.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So on Monday and Tuesday, what do you like to do?
It's not very romantic in any way. It's usually like catching up with chores and stuff.
Paperwork, house cleaning, laundry.
Exactly, shopping. But I do like to make bread. That's one of my hobbies.
Really?
Yeah, I like to make sourdough.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have a good mother? Not just biologically, but...
I do have a good starter. Yeah, yeah. I took a class. My husband gifted me a class at the Culinary Art Institute a few years ago of just like baking because I like to bake. And this one was focused on breads.
Wow.
So I got like a 40-year-old starter from that class. And I've kept him alive ever since. And I've spread him around to other people that like to bake bread.
No kidding. So how does your product come out? Do you make different... styles of bread?
Not really.
Sourdough.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's a process. So with my limited time, I would just stick to what, you know, my family wants to
eat. There is nothing that feels better in your body than eating a piece of homemade warm bread.
Aww.
It's just the best.
I got to bring you some.
I'd be honored. Yeah, to have, because of all the love and the patience and the time that goes into it. And then it rises up and becomes what you eat.
Yeah.
You are what you eat, and that's cool. So, yeah. Sarah Carlson, folks should definitely stop by and visit you at the Crow's Nest in Red Hook. And let's say I came in looking for a household gift. What would you recommend? Like, would you steer me in a direction, or how does it work?
Absolutely. People come in for gifts all the time. So it depends on really who you're buying for and, you know, what your budget is and what you're looking. And I think one of the things I really tried to do at the Crow's Nest is have a diverse price point because the socioeconomic situation in Red Hook is really diverse. So you can come in and buy earrings for $10 or a candle for, you know, $15, or you can buy, you know, a beautiful porcelain bowl for $60. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a variety of things, but, you know, I have some favorites that I definitely steer towards people that I think everybody will like in terms of, I started as mostly houseware. So that's kind of where my heart was. Cool. I have so many pieces of pottery at home that I couldn't buy anymore. And I had to open a store is what I like to say. So there's a big variety of all kinds of gifts.
Well, that's really cool because one of the hardest things is if you're in a relationship with someone and you've gone through the couple of years of gifts, then you get to the, the woman or the person has everything and that's don't know what to get.
Yeah.
But maybe a cast iron elephant for $12 is what everyone needs.
There you go. Everybody needs an animal friend.
Yeah, I could glue it to the dashboard of my car.
There you go. Oh, it's a little heavy, but okay, you can try.
It'll hold down my easy pass. Yeah. Sarah Carlson, thank you for joining us. Is there anything you'd like to tell the folks about the Crow's Nest that's coming up? Any sales, any special events, any... words of wisdom you want to hook people in with?
Spring is coming. We'll have a whole lot of new things for you to come and check out. I do try and focus on socially responsible sources. I try and have mostly women vendors. And I'd love to see you.
Super cool. And again, that's 9 East Market Street in Red Hook. It's right up the block from
West
us.
West Market.
West Market.
Yeah.
And there's a big difference. Was that the side of the street?
Yes.
It is. So stop by that side of the street and visit the Crow's Nest right here in Red Hook and say hi to Sarah. And thanks for being on the block. Thanks for caring about the community. And thanks for joining us here on the Up and Running Morning Show. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. We are 98.1 KZE. I'm going to run through, a couple of messages from our sponsors, and then we'll get you right back to more musical diversity. Stay right where you are. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, this is Denise Perrant, and I'd like to invite you to join me every...